Chances are, wherever you live in the U.S., the local headlines have a common theme this year. There's a governor, a legislature, and the grisly facts of fiscal life. From Democratic Governor Paul Patton in Kentucky.
This budget will be in stark contrast to my last two proposals, which, in my opinion,
the Republican Bill Janklow in South Dakota.
We were $35 million in the hole this year. Now, how are we going to get out of that mess? We're going to have to hold down the growth of government until we grow with our revenues or raise taxes.
From big state Republican governors George Pataki of New York.
That we do have real crises here.
And George Ryan of Illinois.
This budget is predicated on the lowest state employee headcount in more than a decade.
To Democrat Chuck Graham, a state representative from mid-Missouri.
We either have to cut spending, and that's what we're doing. We have to have other revenues, like the rainy day fund, or we're going to have a combination of the two.
Governors and state legislatures are cutting their way through varying degrees of budget crisis. Sometimes, as in Ohio, provoking protests along the way.
Budget cuts have got to go, hey! Ho-ho!
In this segment of the program, a glimpse of how the economic downturn is playing out in three state capitals. We hear about what's happening in New Jersey, talk with the governor of Virginia. First, we go to Denver and State Budget Director Nancy McKellen.
Colorado has cut back on state construction projects, the sort of projects legislators like to bring home to the district. Thanks to term limits, few legislators were in office the last time a recession drove budget decisions. High-tech stock options are way off, so capital gains receipts are too. Dr. McKellen's job is to squeeze a budget between those declining revenues and a mandate from the voters on spending.
In Colorado, we are seeing two things having happened here. One is approximately a $700 million revenue shortfall. And then on top of it, in November of 2000, the voters passed an initiative that essentially took about $300 million out of the state's general fund and put it in a special education fund for K-12 purposes.
Now, the idea of earmarking $300 million out of the general fund, dedicating it specifically for K-12 education, this seems to be a Western states phenomenon in states that have a tradition of initiative and referenda.
We do have a long-held tradition of initiative and referenda. When you know, the taxpayers tell us this is how they want their money earmarked. That's clearly what we do. We have a number of constitutional provisions that dictate really how our budget goes. And in fact, we have very little discretion in my mind over how the budget is put together. Essentially, we have one set of constitutional amendments that passed in the early 90s that tell us how much revenue we can keep. And then more recently, we have another referendum, that being the K-12 one, that tells us how to spend 40% of our budget. Add to that the federal mandates for Medicaid. You've got another 20% of your budget that's untouchable. You've got the correction system that's another 9% of your budget. That's not discretionary either. And when you really whittle it down, you have a very small piece of your budget that one can call discretionary.
Of course, one could say, therefore, we have to go raise taxes in order to have any kind of room to maneuver here with the budget. This wouldn't be the ideal time to do that at a moment when the economy has not been growing robustly.
No, it would not, and nor do we need to do that at this point. To date, we've been able to handle this revenue shortfall without having state layoffs, without having significant impact to services. Now, clearly, we had to cut back on construction, but those are things that you can also pick up when the revenue growth starts to rebound again.
Is it your sense right now that you're probably going to have to come up with another budget like this after this one, or that the cloud is about to pass and perhaps the next budget will be more like those from the 90s?
Well, history has shown that it takes about 12 months for any sort of recovery to filter through to state budgets.
It sounds, though, from what you say, at least possible that people will be experiencing and also reading about an economic recovery, perhaps, and the state will still be in the same fix, and state services and construction will still be in the same fix.
You're right. That's definitely correct, and I think that most states will be in the same position. Even though it's on the mend, it will take at least 12 to 18 months.
Dr. McKellen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Nancy McKellen spoke to us from Denver. She is director of the Governor's Office of State Planning and Budgeting for the state of Colorado.